going beyond the headlines to the deeper issues. 96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM Channel 141. This is the Insight Segment, where your questions and comments matter at 202-319-7810. Join the conversation.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM Channel 141. This is the Insight Segment. I'm Harold Fisher. Today was the day to come out of those Uggs and heavy wool outfits and enjoy the weather. Today's warm temperatures are a reminder that we all are ready to dress to impress. But what's new for 2019 and what can you carry over from last year without looking like you've carried over from last year? Well, tonight I have a room full of fashion and styling experts. You're going to love this conversation. My guests are Tiffany Barringer. She's a celebrity stylist, DC fashion blogger, Lauren Yvette, and Omiana Muller. She's an image consultant and personal stylist. If you have questions about how you need to look from head to toe as the weather begins to warm up, lines are open. Give us a call at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Tweet us using the hashtag WHURFM. And by the way, this isn't just a conversation for the ladies. And as a matter of fact, probably even more so for the men, because who can tell the man how to look his best other than a woman? Ladies, thanks for joining me. I appreciate it.
Thanks for having us.
Happy to be here.
All right. So let's get right into it. Warm weather today. It is a tease for the spring. I'm going to start with you, Tiffany. What is the first thing that you should either pull out of the closet or shop for this spring?
I would say what you should pull out of the closet right now is probably jackets, like layering right now. So if it's chilly in the morning due to the weather right now, and then it gets a little bit warmer during the afternoon and then gets chilly in the evening, I would say probably layer like a light jacket over a sweater. And then, you know, as the temperatures get higher, then you can start peeling the pieces off as well. I don't think it's time for shorts. As I was driving up here today, I was seeing shorts and sandals. I don't think it's time for that per se, but I would just at least say that now you can start to put away the UGG boots and all of that, and you can start wearing more of like the lighter jackets or that's basically
yes. Please put away the UGG boots. what kind of jacket though, Lauren? Are we talking about what kind of material? Are we talking about a short jacket, a long jacket, duster, what?
Well, I'm 6 feet tall, so I love a long jacket.
Yes, I noticed.
Okay, I love a long jacket. So I would always recommend a trench coat. It is timeless. You can get one that's in a leopard print. You can get one that's in a classic tan color if you would like that. Right now, the plastics are out. The neon colors are out. I was going to say pull or go and buy some bright colors. Yeah. So really look at colors that will make you pop. And you can have a long jacket, like I said, or a short jacket, depending on your frame. But really just look at those patterns that are out there right now, and then some of those different fabrics. So really either one, but again, my staple is, like I said, a long trench jacket with that tie at the waist. Everyone has that cinch in the middle, and it just compliments so many people. As I'm wearing it right now.
I'm saying
bold colors,
funny
long duster, cinch waist.
Right.
So yeah,
funny you should mention leopard print. Okay, I feel like I'm at the zoo right now because we've got little leopard here. Is that, I don't know if that's panther or jaguar over here. We've got a little
snake skin
working here. Do I need a whip and a chair? Because
if that is your preference, yes. Okay, I'm not going to say, but if that is your preference, let's go with it.
Right,
that's what fashion is. Let's go with it.
Omiana, what do you think about the biggest things that are trending? And we're going to start with the women, of course, for spring and, of course, this summer.
The biggest thing that is trending right now are the prints. So definitely bring out the leopard prints, cheetah prints, the snake skin, mixed prints. We want to do like a print mashup, you know. So you want to go with a bold print and then mix it with a light print. so that they can blend together and harmonize. Now, we definitely have polka dots that is definitely trending right now. And polka dots are perfect for curvier shapes. Oh, just
beautiful. Why for curvier shapes?
Because with the polka dots, it's a print. So the illusion that it gives with when it's attached to a curvy, beautiful body, I mean, it's just gorgeous. You just look fabulous with minimal effort.
Interesting. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. We're getting you fashion ready as the temperatures begin to warm up a little bit. If you have a question, if you have a comment, give us a call. Lines are open at 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. So are we looking more at what's underneath the jackets? What kind of blouses, what kind of tops are we looking at as we begin to make the transition from the cold weather to the warmer weather? What kind of material? Are we talking something that may be a little thinner, something definitely colorful? Because, you know, I love clothes. You can't tell today because it's casual Friday, but maybe it's too casual. But sometimes, you know, you may look at a sister walking down the street and you may want to take an aspirin after you look at all of the patterns and all of the, I mean, it's like one of those, you know, mazes from Weekly Reader when I was growing up. I didn't know where I'm going. So what kind of, is it time to tone down the top if you're going to have, you know, an expressive jacket, or am I just off base here?
I feel like it's so many trends right now, too. I would say for instance, right now, I have on a snakeskin trench jacket. So I have on a simple black tank top underneath of it. But you can also put on a print underneath of it. Like, you can mix a print, or you can also even put a snakeskin shirt underneath of it. So with so many options now of what you can do.
Mm-hmm. I would just say it really depends on your look. If you want to lean into that animal print, lean fully into it. So, like, if you go to my Instagram page, I have a full leopard suit, top, bottom. The t-shirt is a little bit lighter. It's like a black t-shirt that has little words on it. But I leaned into that print. I added some Chuck Taylors to make it fun. Right. Added a fur bag to it. So it really depends on what your style is that day. Now, I was going to a show, you know, at that time for New York Fashion Week, but I wouldn't walk into the office like that.
Right.
I think my fellow ladies here were all an example of that great balance. Whereas if you have, like you said, the snakeskin jacket and a more muted shirt,
right,
I have a bold color, but my shirt pops because, like you said, it's leopard. And then we have another example over here with the animal print and a more muted jacket. So it really depends on, like, that balance. But I always say, if you're going to go for the look, lean into the look. Mm-hmm. Don't be ashamed of the look.
Don't be ashamed.
I'm telling you, lean into the look.
I
might have to come on Monday when it's not casual Friday see if you're going to lean into it.
Well, we can definitely do that. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. We're talking about getting your fashion together as the weather begins to warm up for spring and, of course, summer. If you have a question or a comment, give us a call. Harvey, calling from D.C. Thanks for calling, Harvey. What's on your mind?
Before I leave home, I call the weather. And if I know the weather is going to be in the 50s, the 60s, 90s, whatever, I dress for the weather. When I know that it's going to be cold outside, I know how to dress for the coldest. You have to know how to go out the house dressed. You can't go out during the summer and thinking that it's not going to rain, because you don't ever know when the rain is going to start. Because if you go outside with a short sleeve shirt on, you're liable to get sick.
Interesting. Harvey, you make an excellent point. And, you know, I remember there was a time when there was no white after Labor Day, for example. Those kinds of rules seem to have gone out the window. And like Harvey was just suggesting, you dress. Do you still dress for the season, or do you dress for the weather? I've always believed you dress for the weather.
Well, personally, I dress for the weather with a hint of the season. So, for example, we're in a transitional period. Here in the DMV, one day can be 70 degrees, the next day 40 degrees. So I may still pull out my Uggs when it's 40 degrees. But when it's 70, I'm going to pull out a floral silk shirt. I'm going to layer it with a trench coat. Right. So it definitely depends, because I check the weather every day. I mean, I check it hour by hour to know exactly how to dress, know exactly if I'm going to layer, how many layers. Do I need my scarf still? Because, you know, this weather is just unpredictable sometimes.
Very unpredictable.
I wholeheartedly agree. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. The Doctors of Fashion and Style are in. If you have a question or a comment, give us a call. The lines are open. And, of course, we will continue to take phone calls even after 7:30. Lauren, you mentioned something about the office earlier. Talk to me about how you can go to the office. Obviously, we're talking about professional women, and still strike a sense of style without the folks in the executive washroom giving you the side eye.
Well, it really depends on what is happening in your office. So number one is really learning your office culture and seeing how people walk in day to day. I've worked on the Hill before where everyone was wearing navy blue suits and black suits. Mm-hmm. But the good thing about me was I had a member that said, be yourself. That's one of the reasons why I'm here in, you know, on the Hill. She was representing people. And so I represented it, my style the same way. I would say look at smaller ways to incorporate your style. It could be a pop of color in your blouse. So if you know everyone walks in with blue suits, so instead of having a white blouse, you have a pink blouse that day, or you have a polka dot blouse that day, because we're talking about different prints, or maybe you're mixing up your suit. So you have the pinstripe, because everybody's wearing the pinstripe,
right.
But then you complement it with a checkered shirt, or you complement it with, again, a pop of color. So it's really just looking at those subtle ways to still be yourself when you walk in that door, but also be in line with what's going on with that office culture, and allows you to, when you go to happy hour, if that's what you do, you take the jacket off. You have a sheath dress underneath, and then you still have that pop of color and personality that you bring to the office and you bring in your everyday life.
Interesting. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Margaret, calling from Upper Marlboro. What's on your mind?
Hi, my name is Margaret. I'm calling because I'm listening to what the trends are for the summer, well, coming into the spring, how to transition in. I always say if you have something old, you can make it new. You just change your blouse, change the pants with the styles. You can go broke, you know, trying to stay up with trends. You can still be trendy and affordable at the same time. My thing is we have younger people coming to the job wearing leggings and spandex, and I don't think it's appropriate. But, you know, now they don't say anything. Back in the day, they would. They would send you home. But it's okay to wear them. If you're hippie and got a lot of hips, if you wear a longer tunic top, would it make it look appropriate?
Very true.
Thoughts about spandex. You know the old saying, spandex don't love everybody.
Well, we know that. Yeah. Those are the worst ones.
Tiffany?
Yes. I am a firm believer that spandex is not a place for work, for the office space. It's not. It's I think it's inappropriate and unprofessional, and it opens up that conversation for you to be called into the office. So I just feel like that's just something that you should just keep for the weekends or after work, but not in the office.
Mm-hmm. Omiana.
And to add to what you're saying, Tiffany, we have to remember that we are a brand.
Very
anytime
true.
We show up in an environment, we bring our brand. What do you bring to the table? So depend upon your brand. Your personal style is also linked to your brand.
Mm-hmm.
You want to dress accordingly as well.
Very
so
true.
I definitely wouldn't show up in the office with spandex and leggings because I'm a boss.
Very true.
You know,
yes,
and
ma'am.
You know, I want to carry myself as such.
Right.
There you go. Margaret, thank you so much for giving us a call. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. We are talking about getting your wardrobe together as we move from the cold weather to the warmer weather. How can you look your best? How can you look appropriate? This isn't just a woman's conversation. We're going to talk about the guys as well. 202 319-7810. 202-319-7810. Stay with us. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on WHUR. This conversation continues on Sirius XM Channel 141. Lines are still open. Give us a call. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. We'll be back in just a few seconds.
The Howard University Radio Network is WHUR 96.3 FM, WHUR World 96.3 HD2, student-run WHBC HD3, GlassHouseRadio.com, SiriusXM Channel 142, HBCU and SiriusXM Channel 141, HUR Voices, Washington.
Welcome back to The Daily Drum on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Tonight we are talking about warmer weather fashion for 2019, what's new, and what can carry over from last year. My guests are Tiffany Barringer, celebrity stylist, DC fashion blogger, Lauren Yvette, and Omiana Muller, image consultant and personal stylist. Lines are open. Give us a call at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Let's talk about the guys for just a bit. What is it that men should be wearing when it comes to suits in 2019, Omiana, that will not make them look too fashion forward?
Not too fashion forward. Now, when it comes to suits, you definitely want to have a good fit. I understand that the fitter suits and the skinnier pants or what have you is definitely a trend and it's in style, but it's not for every body type. So you want to make sure that you are dressing according to your body type. With the spring months coming, you want to wear something lighter. You want to go with some neutral pieces when it comes to your ties and your shirts and so forth when you're in the office. And you definitely want to, you know, keep it soft in reference to the color, the tones.
Mm. Ladies?
Well, like I said, I believe in leaning into it. I said that before. So I think that at the same time, you cannot be fashion forward. You can also be fashion conscious and fashion current. So I would say throw in a good pocket square with an interesting pattern. We were talking about ties, keeping it light. If you want to pull something in there, you can still, again, show your personality, but also not go over the top while you're wearing a classic blue or black suit or gray suit. So those would be some of my suggestions there.
Mm-hmm. And I love accessories. I love brooches. Lapel brooches are really, really going to be a strong trend for men. So that's definitely something I love is lapel brooches and just accessorizing your suits in a different way. And then just also playing with color as well. I feel like here in this area, like men stick with the conservative, you know, the grays, the blacks, the blues. And I feel like now, you know, you can switch it up. You can, if you feel a little, you know, adventurous, you can do like a lavender suit, like what John Legend did recently. Like there's ways to play with colors and still, you know, be able to be comfortable or even play with shoes, different color shoes. There's just different ways.
Tiffany, don't you love when you see a man with a nice cuffling? He puts his hand up and all of a sudden you're like,
I am particularly fond of cufflinks. I like glass cufflinks, mm-hmm. and I probably have about 30 pair. But I do take exception with a lapel brooch, mm-hmm. and maybe I'm just old school. Brooches are for women. That's how I feel about it. Boom. I'm not going to wear a brooch. If I come home or go to see my mama with a brooch, my mother's going to give me a side.
You just haven't seen the right brooch.
Yeah, ain't nobody wearing a brooch. I'm sorry. That's not happening.
Is this something for the millennials?
And you know what? I do believe in, you know, this is a completely different conversation about masculine versus feminine, you know, dressing and what is appropriate.
But those lines are blurring.
Yeah, they I know. But see, I still subscribe to the original manual, Gentleman's Quarterly Elements of Style. Mm-hmm. Because I think that those are the kinds of foundations. She's just looking at me like, what? But,
you know, I'm with you.
But I think, some of those foundational things, some of those things do change for men. And now, and you can tell me what you think of this. I mean, you may have a more traditional fit suit. You may have a thin fit suit, and then you have a slim and then an ultra slim fit.
And now oversized is coming back in too.
Are you serious?
Yeah, oversized suits.
Like with 8 buttons and the pleats?
Or like an oversized, like double breasted suit. Or you can do like just like the blazer, and you can mix it with like some pants or jeans. Mm-hmm. Like that's an alternative way to it as well.
I want to talk a little bit more about that, but let me go to the phone lines. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Lauren, stop laughing. Let's go to Cheryl.
No one hears me laughing.
Cheryl calling from Maryland. What's on your mind?
Hi, this is Sherelle. I was listening to the wonderful conversation from the fashion doctors, which mm-hmm. is amazing. And my question is, for someone like me, I tend to have a very kind of conservative style, but I am trying to branch out. I actually bought a pair of slacks, black and white striped slacks, which is me, you know, my attempt to trying to get out of the box. But I wanted to know, what are some other ways of, you guys mentioned bold prints and light prints, of how to add that into your wardrobe without going overboard, mainly because I've always heard that stripes and polka dots make you look big, especially when you're on camera. If you guys can speak to that.
Go right ahead, Omiana. I'll let you start and jump. Hey, look, jump right in. It's my show, but please.
Well, thank you so much for calling in, Sherelle. Well, you know what? I go by the motto that we are living this life once. So you definitely want to step out of your comfort zone. And I just commend you for being at that place where you're ready to do so.
Right.
And sometimes you can look at the trends, look for trends that match your personal style and also matches the vision of how you see yourself in order to step out of your comfort zone a bit. You could look at a celebrity and maybe you really love their style and you can try some of those looks. I would definitely try maybe different cuts of shirts. Instead of button down, you can try blouses instead. You can try florals instead. And sometimes you need to go against what they say. If the polka dots may not look good on you or what have you, some rules are meant to be broken, just like wearing white white after mm-hmm. Labor Day. Oh, throw that out, because they did not bring me to the table when they were making that decision. So we're throwing that out. So you want to definitely break some rules and step out of your comfort zone. Just try it on.
Okay.
Try it on.
And I would definitely say that self-confidence is what wins all of these fashion
Very
trends
true.
That we're talking about. So you want to make sure that when you're stepping out, if you have those black and white striped pants you're talking about, if what makes you walk confidently is maybe adding a blazer that's just a solid color,
right.
like a solid black or a solid blue or something that is maybe not as loud, so to speak, I'm putting up quotation marks, air quotation marks, with that pattern, then do that so that you're comfortable and walking around and you still exude that self-confidence. Because we're all playing around with fashion. That's the great thing about it. Mm-hmm. But again, you want to walk around with your head held high and you want to be at that confident place. So don't
Very
just
true.
Like go out to the ledge yet and black and white and then polka dot and then floral and then satin and then X, Y, and Z. But I pair it with something that you're comfortable with in the beginning, and then you'll learn
and
more
then expand.
And more. Right, and then
right.
expand, and then you'll be more comfortable as you go along. So, again, I commend you for stepping out as you're doing right now, because that is the first step.
Yeah, and I think the other thing is, you did suggest go ahead and lean in to it, but if you're standing on the edge,
right.
you will fall over if
right.
you lean too far. So, Sherelle, thank you so much. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Cynthia calling from Capitol Heights. Thanks for calling, Cynthia. What's on your mind?
We didn't finish, but that's okay. I was going to say black and white is always classic. So if you got a lot of black and white, you can always pull that in when, multicolored. pull it in with a blue, with a yellow, a red, with a blazer or a blouse, and change the shoes up to a red shoe or a blue shoe. It's always fashion in black and white and polka dots. Never go out.
Okay. Well thank always. You. Your thoughts about that, Tiffany?
Well, my thoughts for that, I would say black, like what Cynthia said, black and white is always a staple. And also, too, for like the colors you can wear with it right now, hot orange is really, really in. Magenta is really, really, or fuchsia is really, really going to be in. So you can pair those colors. And also, too, neon. I know some people might be kind of scared of neon, but that might be the way that you can, like, venture into that trend with the black and white staple. Like, you could have, like, a white shirt, black pants, and then you can pair, like, a neon blazer or, like, a magenta or fuchsia blazer over top of it. And that way you can still play with that trend and still be safe or be comfortable while you walk outside.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Cynthia, thank you so much for calling back. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Alex, calling from Alexandria. What's on your mind? Alex, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. How you doing today?
I'm doing just fine. Go right ahead.
Just want to make a comment about the guys going to the workplace. Gentlemen should be nice, clean cut, beard shaved, haircut. You know, what do you ladies think about the guys who rock the wild hair that's just growing it out, just buck wild? Is not dreadlocks.
What do you when you say wild? What do you mean wild?
Meaning, it looks like they just came straight out of the bed and just threw their clothes on.
That is a trend right now, too, for men's hair.
That's a trend. You all say maybe we should look at our celebrities and get fashion statements, but they're the ones who's doing this to our youth, though, wearing the tight clothes, the buck wild hair. I mean, nowadays, I just think our young men should not just be dressed like they're wearing tighter slacks than our ladies. So I'm gonna leave you all with the floor with that.
Okay.
You put a whole lot in that comment.
He really did.
He did.
We're unpack
hair. Right. We need to unpack that.
Let us start with the lady in the room with the wildest hair. And I don't know which one of you.
Right.
You is.
I got blonde box braids.
Yeah, blonde. You know, you got Shirley Big Temple, but not Shirley Temple.
It's everything.
You got the Cleopatra thing working there. But he's talking about men,
right?
Okay, and let's be clear. What he's talking about? He's talking about grown men. You know, I would argue that after a certain age, there is to be some maturity in the way that you are groomed, mm-hmm. even whether you are natural, whether you're short hair, bald, or whatever. Your thoughts about that, Lauren? I'll start with you.
Well, I think that number one, I'm nowhere near a grown man to be able to say this is what you should or should not do.
But you do know.
Well,
you,
I was going to say that I'm always number one. I start with your personality, so I want to make sure that you're still being able to showcase that whether you're walking into work, doesn't matter how old you are or where you are in life. But again, similar to what I said with bringing your personality into the office, understanding your office culture, and so maybe if your hair is a little bit wilder. A little bit more has more twist in it. That may be something you
use on the weekend. And this is a touchy subject.
Yeah.
Right.
So I mean, I think it really depends on being able to show your personality in certain places. We don't want anyone to lose their job or lose their livelihood and things of that nature.
Over
clothes and in our youth are a totally different subject. Mm-hmm. And how celebrity fashion and celebrity behavior impact that. But I would just say, in terms of thinking about your personality and your style, again, to look at your office culture and understand what's going on with that and then flow from there.
Why do you say it's a touchy subject?
Because, there's certain places or certain jobs that, they have rules about hair and how, and mainly it's African Americans that really deal with this issue because we do, we show like ourselves through our hair. So, or express ourselves through our hair. So at times, like I know right now, I do have blonde box braids. I don't work in an office. And I do know if I did work in an office, this could be a problem.
So you're not a natural blonde?
No. Nope. You see these dark roots? But I will say this, like what the guy was saying, I love when I see my black men expressing themselves through their hair and just not getting a shape up, you know, because they feel like this is the way to conform to society so you won't get picked on, you won't have any issues. I have friends that have long locks, you know, but at the same time, I feel like you should be able to express yourself, but as long as you're not, like, your bush is not messing up the person beside you, like it's not like getting into their personal space, then it shouldn't be a problem.
And before you get into that, Omiana, I need to take a break. But when we come back, I do want you to make your point, and I want to talk more about men's grooming just beyond hair.
Right.
You know, just the whole head
Manny
to toe,
patties.
Right? The whole nine, and what you would recommend for men, and also. On the other side, I want to talk about what pieces for both men and women will transfer from last year to this year, and how you can, you know, slay without slaying your wallet.
All right.
We'll be back in just a moment. Alex from Alexandria, thanks for calling. We'll be back in just a moment. To the Daily Drum on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. We are talking about warmer weather fashion for 2019. Before the break, I was asking Omiana about men's grooming. Your thoughts about that beyond the hair issue.
Now, I actually was going to make a point about the hair
issue.
Go ahead.
Do your thing.
And I wanted to mention that, you know, there's a time and a place. And when you do look at the culture of your office, now, if your office is more conservative, then you definitely would want to switch up. Now, if you choose to be in an environment where your hair is not the subject of discussion or what have you, then you can definitely go for that type of place of employment. But I definitely think if you're out and about on the weekends, then definitely have your hair wild. Mm-hmm. You know, express yourself.
Right.
But if your culture is more conservative, then, you know, fall into the culture of your office. If that's a problem, you can definitely work in an environment where you are more, it's more free-spirited, mm-hmm. and they can appreciate you expressing yourself in that manner.
Okay. I agree.
Other grooming. I know for a lot of women, when they are talking about men and their appearance details matter, and yet some men are somewhat fastidious about it, others not so much, and I would argue still many not so much, as opposed to many more fastidious. What do you think are some of the basics for grooming for a man?
Well, definitely you want to keep your hair sharp. I love a preppy look. That's very attractive to me. So you definitely want to keep your hair sharp. You want to keep those fingernails
right.
Manicured. You know, you could do it yourself, but keep your nails short.
Nails is a no-no.
You know, get to the basics and definitely smell good, please.
Yes.
You know, sometimes women do a double take. When they pass a guy that has an awesome cologne on, that's a beautiful thing. And, you want to have a clean cut type of look. That's attractive to me. So I'm listing out the things that are pretty attractive to me.
Okay. Let's talk a little bit about what will carry over, because one of the things that I think is kind of a mainstay, and I'm specifically speaking about women and shoes. I would argue that rarely, if ever, have we seen more different kinds of trends in women's footwear. High heels, colors, textures, you know, the whole nine. And I think those, you know, you could have something that you picked up several years ago and it would still carry on today. And I've also argued that, you know, the shoes are like the red dot on a white canvas that mm-hmm. you can wear all black or all white, but then you have a pair of orange shoes or a pair of multicolored, patent leather and the eye is drawn to that. What do you think about what the shoe trend should be for this season?
Sneakers.
What? Okay, let me, Lauren, we're going to go to you. Sneakers.
I agree. Sneakers. I agree with Tiffany.
Oh, man. How much
but
time
it's
is
ways
left in
to
show?
Do it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. For you, I'll say high, you know, thigh high boots.
Well, there's that.
There you have it. And white boots.
Nah.
White stacked boots. Yeah.
You're mm-hmm. like a go-go dancer?
Platforms are really into.
Really?
Yes. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
You mean like Parliament Funkadelic?
Yeah.
Really?
Yep.
Wow, this platform, wow, I'm gonna have to look
definitely.
For that.
And if it comes right at the ankle or a little bit over the ankle, mm-hmm. you're really doing something.
I would say related to that, with the platforms and the sneakers, mm-hmm. is that comfort is in.
Definitely.
So there's a lot of great loafers I've seen around right. that have feather around them, that have interesting patterns, that maybe they're a plaid color. They could bring in that style and that personality.
Very
there are
true.
A lot of people, instead of wearing those stack heels or stilettos, mm-hmm. they're jazzing up their outfits, whether it's a tracksuit or whether it's a suit that you're wearing to the office with
very
a good
true.
Loafer. Mm-hmm. So that's another thing, those flats, people are really walking around in.
But what's the deal with the sneakers, though, Lauren? What's happening? Because you mentioned Chuck Taylors. I can see how that can be really slick and really, you know, and really sexy on a woman. But I personally, I couldn't dress a woman in a pair of Chuck Taylors. I couldn't, but.
Well, it's all about the balance. Like I said, when I mentioned that outfit, it was a loud pattern that I was wearing already. It was a
no.
loud, obviously, clearly that's my signature style, big hair, bold colors. So,
which is amazing.
Thank you. So it was really providing that balance, but again, that comfort. And I would say a level of the unexpected. And that old school classic Chuck Taylors, and they were actually Wiz Khalifa's.
They're a staple.
Gray Chuck Taylors, mm-hmm. just provided that extra gravitas to that outfit. So I would say you're walking around with a certain silhouette that already has that cut that gives you the sexiness, mm-hmm. and then the sneakers to say, yeah, I'm still cool too, mm-hmm. at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a shoe for all ages.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, we definitely want to throw in the block heel.
Yeah.
Block heels,
yes,
can
ma'am.
Come in solid colors, come in
very
different
true.
Patterns, gorgeous, and they are comfortable.
Block yeah. heel, you mean a stack heel? Is that the same thing?
A squared heel.
A square
heel. Yeah.
Not
yeah.
wedges.
Right, not wedges.
No.
Yeah.
Yes, no
yeah.
wedges.
Now,
and
now,
that lucite heel, too.
Mm-hmm. Right, now that, yeah. Now, obviously you can't see it, but...
we need a shoe cam in here.
Well,
we need a shoe cam.
we may
I don't
take
know if Carol understand my yeah. shoes today, though.
Yeah, yeah. not mine.
Yeah,
well,
yeah, we're not going to be
gonna go there.
Yeah, then we're not going to be dealing with that. She was running to the studio to get here on time. That's the excuse for that. So, what about cost? Because you know, in this day and age, and I only have a few minutes left, but certainly, I need a suggestion from each of you about spending if you still want to look good, but you don't. As they say, if you don't have it like that, okay?
Well, 2 points. One is you want to shop off-season. So, for example, January is the best time to go and get your winter looks
mm-hmm.
because they're getting ready to remove merchandise and bring in the spring looks, actually. So you want to wait a couple months after a season hits, and then you get all the clearances. I am a bargain shopper. I don't like paying full price for anything. I rather spend my money to travel. And I also thrift. My
yeah.
style is vintage chic.
Yes,
so, for example, this blazer that I'm wearing, it was thrifted.
Mm-hmm.
So I love going to different consignment shops. You can find brand name items.
Very true.
Under $20. So, and also with your wardrobe, you want to have classic pieces where you can recycle,
very
you
true.
Can layer, you can add different pieces to it where your closet is still looking fresh and current.
Okay. Real quick, same question. Your financially fashion fit tip.
I would say Zara. Zara is one of my favorite stores to go to because they do, you know, they stick with the trends, but at the same time, you can find lower cost pieces in Zara and be able to incorporate that into your style. And one thing I do want to say, I know we're talking about trends, but you never want to come across as trendy. you always want to be able to be true to yourself and your style. So find something that works with what you already wear. So you're not just looking crazy just because this is what's in style today, because it could really not be in style tomorrow.
Okay.
So that's one thing I do say.
Lauren, I'll let you have the last word.
Just quickly, I would say don't shy away from investment pieces. I know we're being cost conscious, but there's always a piece that you can invest some good money in, and then you can wear it for the next 2, 3, 5, and even 10 years. And so when you're looking at some of the classic designers that always go with a suit to the office, or you can always add with some jeans and some loafers, think about some key investment pieces that when people walk up to you, they'll want to touch it, they'll want to ask you where you got it from, but they'll also think about, oh, how did that work with this trend or this look, again, because you're building your style.
Very
so
true.
Don't shy away from a good investment piece that will always be like a flagship pole in your style.
Agreed. Yeah, I agree with that. For the men, after a certain age, buy a tuxedo. Please own a tuxedo.
A well-fitted tuxedo,
Oh, yeah, without
fit
a doubt.
Is always, and men, get a good tailor.
And please, and women need to get a good tailor.
And women, too. Yeah, very true.
That's another show. Yes, indeed. Tiffany Berenger, Lauren Yvette, and Amiana Muller, thank you all for talking to us. I appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
You all look absolutely fantastic. Thank
likewise,
you.
Likewise.
That is The Daily Drum on Sirius XM Channel 141 for this Friday, March 15th. I'm Harold Fisher. You can tweet us using the hashtag WHURFM. Now, stay tuned for The Connection. Good night.